Lessons in Living by Mani Padisetty. Introduction. We find ourselves caught in the web of shoulds and musts, like actors following a script written by someone else. These well-intentioned guidelines, rules, and societal norms come at us from all angles, urging us to conform to emulate the successes of others. We are told to follow the Joneses, those elusive neighbors whose lives seem to shine so brightly. In this dance of life, do these guiding lights truly lead us to discover the essence of existence? Are they the stars that illuminate our path, or do they merely cast shadows upon it? We yearn for answers, for a roadmap that can decipher the mysteries of living. Yet, here is the enigma. We enter this world without a manual, without pre-written instructions, without a script dictating our every move. Does this mean that life is nothing more than a blind journey where we stumble in the dark, making mistakes, seeking meaning through trial and error? Together, we will navigate the labyrinth of life, weaving through the intricate patterns of joy, sorrow, love, and despair. Poem starts now. When I was a child, I asked my mother if honey was as sweet as they said. She handed me a spoon and a jar of honey, saying, "Taste, my child, and you will know." And as that golden nectar touched my tongue, I discovered a sweetness that no words could ever capture. I asked my dad what courage felt like and how it was to face fear head on. He looked at me with a smile and handed me a small fluttering butterfly, saying, "Hold it in your palm, my child, and you will know." As the delicate creature rested on my hand, I sensed a fragile strength within it. Courage often comes as a gentle whisper, not a thunderous roar. In my school days, I questioned my mother about the magic of reading, how words on a page could transport you to distant lands. She smiled and handed me a book, saying, "Read, my dear, and you will understand." As I turned the pages, I found myself soaring on the wings of imagination, exploring worlds beyond my wildest dreams. There is more to reading than tales of far-off places. Reading teaches us empathy. Empathy is a key that unlocks the doors of other people's hearts, helping us understand their joys, sorrows, and dreams. In the pages of books, we find not just stories, but the essence of humanity itself. I once questioned the meaning of hard work. Why adults toiled day in and day out? My parents told me, "Work, my dear, and you will discover." I ventured into the world of labor, and in those moments of effort, I found not just sweat and fatigue, but a sense of accomplishment that filled my heart. I once wondered aloud how it felt to conquer a mountain, to stand atop the world. My father smiled and handed me a hiking backpack, saying, "Climb, my child, and you will experience it." As I ascended, each step was a struggle. Each breath reminded me of my determination. When I reached the summit, I understood that triumph was not about reaching the peak, but about the journey that led me there. My inquisitive spirit persisted, asking, "Why must we learn through experience? Is that the better way?" My parents responded, "Life is an experience, my child. We can ponder and discuss, but true wisdom comes from living." They reminded me, while imagining could spark the flame, it's the journey itself that lights the way. Life is not just about talking and thinking. It's about stepping into the river of experience, feeling the currents, and embracing the unknown with open arms. We stand on the riverbank, watching the water flow by. We can discuss its depth and speed all day, but we will never truly know until we wade in. Life beckons us to dive in, to wholeheartedly embrace the act of living. It is within these moments that we truly learn, akin to a bird learning to soar by feeling the wind beneath its wings. As we slow down and engage with life's currents, we will discover the most profound lessons aren't found in words, but rather in the whispers of the heart, guiding us toward the light of understanding and the joy of existence. Poem concludes.